SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, the United Nations votes to hear a case against Russia over the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17. South Australia's Premier announces a $450,000 commitment to nuclear submarine development. And in sports, world number one tennis star Novak Djokovic forbidden from competing in the Miami Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. The United Nations Aviation Council has voted to hear a case against Russia over the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17. The foreign ministers of Australia and the Netherlands made the announcement after the International Civil Aviation Organization upheld its jurisdiction to hear the matter during a session on Friday. Foreign Minister Penny Wong said in a statement that the decision is an important step in our collective efforts to hold to account those responsible for this horrific act of violence. The Dutch Foreign Minister, Wopke Hoekstra, said hearing the case was an important step towards establishing the truth, justice and accountability. Russia has denied any involvement in the incident and Russia's ICAO delegation was not immediately available for comment. South Australia's Premier has announced a $450,000 commitment in the development of nuclear submarines as part of Australia's AUKUS security pact with the United Kingdom and United States. About $2 billion will be spent in South Australia over the next 4 years to design and build new infrastructure at the Osborne Submarine Construction Yard. Premier Peter Malinakis is in London to engage with nuclear experts as part of the state's development of nuclear submarines. The $450,000 commitment from the South Australian government, in collaboration with the University of South Australia, is to start developing at least 100 additional software engineers with a degree-based apprenticeship as a pilot in the lead-up to the AUKUS delivery. The Premier says there will be 5,500 direct employees working on the enterprise and 20,000 in total.
We are looking to young people who might be in their late teens to start making the decisions to work on the AUKUS submarine program. A young person who might be at high school today can make a decision that they will pursue a degree-based apprenticeship post their schooling education, with confidence that they'll be able to work on the submarine program forevermore.
United States President Joe Biden says the International Criminal Court's decision to issue an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin is justified.
Well, I think it's justified, but the question is, it's not recognized internationally by us either, but I think it makes a very strong point.
President Biden said Putin has clearly committed war crimes. The news comes ahead of Chinese President Xi Jinping's planned visit to Moscow next week, which is likely to cement much closer ties between Moscow and Beijing. President Biden refused to comment on his feelings about the meeting and said he would wait to hear following the meeting's outcome. Junior doctors are banding together in a string of class actions against health services in New South Wales, Victoria, and the ACT. The doctors claim they have been underpaid, with the class action starting in 2020 when Dr. Amire Fakuri and junior medical officers called for a recovery of unpaid wages. Since then, 8 class actions have been filed in Victoria and another in the ACT. Chairman of the Australian Medical Association's Doctors in Training, Dr. Lucy Crook, told Channel 9 the class action is also about fighting against unsustainable working hours.
These hours are unsafe, both for doctors and for the patients that we look after. I mean, no one wants their loved one to be looked after by a doctor who's tired and overworked and burnt out. And, you know, that's the, I think, the reality in many situations.
She added that a maximum shift in Victoria has just been reduced from 16 to 14 hours and said it was not uncommon to work consecutive 14-hour shifts. Enter sport. World number one tennis star Novak Djokovic will be unable to attend the Miami Open, which is due to start next week. Djokovic is not vaccinated against COVID-19, meaning current rules forbid him from entering the United States. Those restrictions are due to end in April, and the Serbian had hoped to get special permission to play in the US this month at Indian Wells and the Miami Open. But tournament director James Blake has confirmed the tennis champion has failed in his bid to feature at the Miami tournament. Djokovic's opposition to being vaccinated resulted in him missing six significant tournaments last season, including the Australian Open and the US Open. I'm Sam Dover, and that is the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.